I grew up in the world. I was baptized a Catholic. I think I made my first communion when I was in middle school, only because my grandmother died. We didn't go to church after that. I grew up, in the eyes of the world, I was a good boy. I was honor society, baseball team, student council, all these, good things. But I was a product of the world. I was raised on 8 hours during the summer, 8 hours of MTV. What else? Oh man, I'd look at pornography. Why not? Because the kids were at school where they're saying, hey man, check this out. Whoa, hey, that's nice. I don't have a girlfriend. Wow, that's nice. And then what happens is that spilled in and it followed that chain of effects that I showed you in that moral compass, and I didn't know any better. At first I knew it was wrong. It was like I felt guilty. I felt like maybe not, I shouldn't do this. But then eventually my conscience broke when it came to that morality. And it was impacted in the way I treated people. It was impacted in the way I treated my mother. It was impacted in the way I treated my friends. And it was impacted in every way. And I'm sure that you're watching this and you can relate to that. And it even impacted my work. I'd be late for work because I'd be looking at pornography. Why not? It's not wrong. It doesn't hurt anybody. It was ruining my life and I didn't even realize it. It had all my priorities out of whack. Instead of looking for somebody to marry, I was looking for somebody to have sex with, and that's it. And what is that? That ruins the other person's life because it's saying to them, you're not special. But on top of that, so I grew up in the world. Then what happened? I went to Catholic university, and that was hit or miss because even in Catholic universities, there was the crowd that wasn't Catholic, wasn't spiritual. And fortunately, I was required to take theology courses, and I got a job in the library and pushing books. And I started reading a couple books, and I read a book briefly about the life of St. John Vianney. I still wasn't converted. I was just learning about this stuff, right? And then one day, I was at home, and home alone, of course, and I had looked at pornography. I went through the whole cycle, the solitary sin, et cetera, et cetera. And then I went to bed that night, and it was a great grace given to me because I was actually sorry for the sin. And a little bit was mixed in was disappointment that I couldn't control myself. I realized at that point, I was like, man, can't even control, like, I didn't want to do this, and I had resolved to try and not do this. I think it was during Lent, too. And I had resolved to try and not do this, and man, I didn't last a single day, right? And so I was sorry. I had true contrition, and I started to cry, and then it was like I was begging God for mercy. I was like, Lord, I'm so sorry, and I was crying, tears were coming down my face, and I was laying in bed. This is when this was happening. And then all of a sudden, I heard this ugly, sick, scary, it creeped me out, voice. I'm so sorry. And I don't doubt at all that it was a devil or one of his demons or whatever. And mocking me. I'm so sorry. I can't control myself. Lord, have mercy on me. And I realized now that it was in desperation. And immediately I said, St. John Vianney, pray for me. And it went away. Pew, gone. And that freaked me out. The next day, I was in my room, lights on, I wasn't doing anything bad, I didn't do any look at any pornography that day, but I was in my room and I was like starting to feel that eerie, creepy feeling again, like, you know that feeling when you're walking somewhere and it's dark and you're all by yourself and you get kind of the heebie-jeebies, and you know, even though you can't see anything, you know something's around you, you can feel it, and you kind of get scared, and so you're like, oh, okay, that feeling like so you start talking out loud because you're trying to make yourself feel good about being alone. Well, I had that feeling all of a sudden. And then I was inspired, out of fear, to start trying to pray the rosary. So I got a rosary, and I got the rosary out. And I right when I was about to say the first part of the prayer of the rosary, I felt this force grab my throat, slam me down on the bed. Sorry. And just hold me down and choke me. But it wasn't that I couldn't breathe. It was that I couldn't speak. And so I said, I was trying to say Hail Mary. And then I was able to get like the thought out in my brain, the Hail Mary. And then finally, after I'd thought the word Hail Mary, I said, Hail Mary. And then all of a sudden, gone. No more force holding me down. Man, that was one of the greatest blessings that ever happened to me. Because then I was freaked out. Could you imagine? Like, and I know it was out of desperation. The devil was like, oh man, this guy starts praying the rosary. This guy is getting contrition. I got to scare him. I got to do something. He was frustrated, right? And that was one of the greatest blessings. And I think that that'd be a blessing. I hope that if for some reason you don't change your life, you're watching this, you're thinking, man, this guy's full of it. I hope the devil pins you down for your own sake. Because if you believe in the devil, man, let me tell you what, you'd be running to God if you had an experience like that. So I went the next day and I was looking on the internet. Oh man, what had happened? What happened to me? Devil, you know, hold me down, etc., right? Pornography, masturbation, because I was trying to connect all the dots. And I ran into a website called the St. Padre Pio Center for Deliverance. And I was reading it, and I was like, damn, I did that, check. Mortal sin, check. Pornography, check. And then I started reading all these other things, like, you know, astrology books, check. Superstition, Buddha, you know, all these, like, false gods and all these heretical books and things like that. And all the, and I had, you know, rated R movies. Like, I remember the one that I would... I really liked the movie Old School. I liked it because it was funny, but I also liked it because there was nudity in it, and the girls in the video who were anyways, you know what I'm saying. So, bad music, bad movies, check, 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 check. I went home, because I looked it up in the school library. I was like looking up this Padre Pio Center. I went home, I got these things, I threw them in the trash, I smashed them. I took my mom's books, so she had some New Age books. She still has got some New Age books. Mom, you need to get rid of those if you're watching this. I got these New Age books, I smashed them, I threw them in the trash, I ripped them to pieces. I got her Buddha statue, I smashed it in the street. I got all of her elephants, because I thought she was being superstitious with them. I put them in a box. Man, I got in so much trouble, because I just got everything and trashed it. I was afraid, man. I didn't want that to happen to me anymore. And so what, because I was afraid, what did I start doing? I started listening to all these EWTNs. Anytime I'd come home, I'd put the audio rosary on or the audio EWTN, put holy pictures everywhere because I didn't want it to happen to me anymore. And of course, it's a struggle. It's a fight that I have that diabolical thing happen to me anymore. Happened one time when I was overseas. There was like a diabolical presence. But then after that, it was over. I consecrated myself to the Blessed Mother. Now the devil is afraid of me. But I'm telling you this story because it might be more than just concupiscence that's holding you back. It might be a diabolical temptation because the devil knows that you have the power to change your life. And when you change your life, everybody else's life will be changed because you are like a little fire. Jesus said he wanted to bring fire to the earth. Wow, well, if you've been baptized with the water and the Holy Spirit and with fire, what's going to happen? You're going to set everybody else on fire. And the devil doesn't want that because once your heart is on fire out of love for God, once you've tasted a taste of freedom, what's going to happen? Everybody else who comes in contact with you wants that. So I'm going to give you some practical tips. If you're a parent, and you're struggling with this, you need to straighten it out in your own self. Because for a child, and I'm going to tell you as a parent and as a child who found pornography of somebody else's father, my father wasn't around. And I, like one of my friends went to his house, his dad had pornography. Well, what do you think that kid was doing? That kid was watching pornography 24/7, looking at Playboys 24/7. And it impacted him. And that kid is messed up. I know that kid now. I thank you, Jesus. Please bring that poor kid into the faith. Help change his life, but... thank you, Lord, for not letting me be in that situation. I was better off to have had no father than to have had a father who is promoting pornography, even indirectly. So if you have it and you're a father, get rid of it because you will ruin the image that your child has for you. And not only that, but it will say to them, it's okay because you're their hero. It doesn't matter if you're not a baseball star, even if you have a daughter, not only a son, you're their moral hero. They look up to you. And if they don't have you to look up to, who do they have? They shouldn't have to look up to me or to whoever. They should at least have their father. So please, for their sake, get rid of it. For your wife's sake, get rid of it. All right, before we talk about the spiritual things, I want to talk about the practical things. Some of the practical things that you can do for your family, some of the practical things that you can do for yourself are what? First, don't be alone. If you're trying to be pure and you're alone, don't be alone. Don't leave your children home alone. If you leave your children home alone and they're the age of sexual exploration, they don't need to explore. It's not healthy for them to explore themselves. They're just going to get addicted. It's mortal sin. And what's happening? You leave them alone. I can assure you, you leave your children alone, your boy alone, 15-year-old boy, 14, 13, 12, they're going to find pornography on the computer if they have access to the internet. But on top of that, they're going to commit masturbation. They're going to turn the channel. They're going to watch the television programs. I don't even have a television in my house. And when my son gets old enough to type, iPad, smashing it. All right, what else? Boyfriend or girlfriend? If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you care about them, and you care about your relationship, and you're not, and you really want to be pure, and you're serious about that. You care about your future spouse, and you don't want, you want to save yourself because you don't want your future spouse out there doing other things with other people. No, you want them to save themselves for you. What? Don't be alone with your boyfriend or girlfriend. But we've talked about it. We can control ourselves. You are a fool. You can't control yourself. You are full of concupiscence. And if you think you can control yourself, you're breaking the first rule of winning in the spiritual, sexual, holy battle, and that's humility. You don't have any power of your own. It comes from God alone. So what do? Humility. God will bless your relationship. Be humble. All right, what next? What else we got on my list? I've got my paper here. Oh, yeah. Stay busy. The few times where I would reflect and be like, man, I ain't committed masturbation in a long time when I was in college and high school. I ain't committed in a long time, man. I'm doing pretty good. Why was it? Because I was too busy. Stay busy. If God has a will and a plan for you in the present moment. If you're not busy, you should say, Lord, what do you want me to do right now? And you wait, he'll put something in your heart what you should be doing. And if you're doing masturbation and looking at pornography, I can assure you, you're missing out on the grace that God wants to give you right then and there in what you should be doing in something else. I remember sometimes where I'd been tempted to lust, and I begged God for the grace, Lord, don't let me commit any sins, da, 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 and he got me out of it. And what happened? I needed to be somewhere. I was there at that place, or the next day, I needed to be in the state of grace to be able to handle a certain situation, and I was able to tackle it. But had I not been in the state of grace, I would have blown that talk. Had I not been in the state of grace, I would have ruined this situation. I wouldn't have been at that place at that time. I would have had to have been somewhere else. I would have had to have been in the confessional instead of being where God wanted me in that moment. And I thank God for every time he saves me, and he saves me a lot. Let me tell you what. Also, what else? We're going to talk a lot more about bathroom in a second. Time your shower. Why? Where do you think masturbation occurs the most? In the bathroom. Why? Because when you commit masturbation, you commit it with your clothes off. You have to get access to your private parts. Where do you get access to your private parts? Where are you going to be tempted to touch your private parts? When they're visible. When you're taking your clothes off. With the doors locked and you're in there by yourself and you got your mirror and, you know, you got all your products in the sink and underneath the cabinets. All right, time your shower. You got 4 minutes. Shower, get in there. All right, you're only going to use cold water or lukewarm water. Not comfortable. You don't want to be in that water. Let me get in and get out, right? Time your shower. If necessary, cover up your mirror. If you just think you're so attractive, maybe you have homosexual, same-sex attractions, well, and you think looking at naked boys or naked women, if you're a woman watching this, is attractive, well, cover up the mirror so you don't be tempted to look at your own body. All right. What else? Like I said, it's important that we talk about these issues, we talk about these problems. It shouldn't be the big white elephant in the room. It should be we're fighting this together, we all are human, we need to be on guard, we need to be humble, we need to pray. St. Alphonsus Liguori says that St. Our Lady of Fatima says that more souls go to hell because of sins of the flesh than for any other reason. And St. Alphonsus Liguori, again, I remind you, said that no soul is damned without the vice of lust. They might be damned for some other main purpose, but also with that is lust if it's not their main predominant sin. So those are some practical things. Now I'm going to give you the best, the things that I personally have found very helpful and very successful and that I could ask you to do if you're serious about growing in purity. This works. By the mercy and the grace of God alone will you be able to be pure. This works. First, and you have to be smart, avoiding the near occasion of sin. So I'm going to talk about the phone. Where's my phone? I don't have my phone on me. Oh, well. I don't have my phone on me. That's helpful. But on my phone, I have an iPhone. I have Safari, the internet. Let's say if I was ever tempted to lust, oh, yeah, what am I going to do? I'm going to look at pornography. Where am I going to get pornography? Well, now I can take the phone into the bathroom, and I could look at pornography in the bathroom and commit masturbation and look at all day long if I wanted to, and the door will be locked, and everybody will, you know. So what do I do? I have my Safari blocked with a password. And whenever I absolutely must, only in this rare circumstance, must I need my Safari to look up something, what do? Then I'll unlock it. Why? Because if I don't have pornography, I'm more likely to not commit masturbation. If I'm tempted to masturbation, I'm more likely to look at pornography. When you look at pornography, it's over, man. It's over. All right, what else? on your phone, have the lock screen, a holy picture, picture of the divine mercy, a picture that means something to you, picture of Our Lady and the angels, her purity, a picture of hell. That might be helpful to remind you of what this 2 minutes, 3 minutes of pleasure, it's not worth hell, man. So your phone, it can be a source of grace. It can be a source of temptation. Also, why else should you lock up your phone? But man, I don't use my phone for no pornography. Yeah, but what you have to realize is that when you're committing sins of lust, a lot of times it's when you're idle. It's when you're Googling, it's when you're checking your Facebook, and then you kind of get a little itchy, and then you look around, and nobody's around, and then you're like, you know what? I mean, one thing leads to another, and you never meant to be there. You didn't mean to go to that site, but you're looking at, you know, Olympics, and then you're looking at Olympic stats, and you see the girls' butts there from the volleyball. All right, then you want to go look up more butts, because butts are nice. We're meant to be attracted to butts. There's something wrong with you. That's what's supposed to happen. And then you say, oh, yeah, this is exciting. Nobody's going to know. And then the temptation comes. Nobody's going to know. It's not going to hurt anybody. You can go to confession later, right? No. You don't enter into that temptation. You know you've fallen 100 times before. Stop. Quit it out now. The same thing with your computer. If you have a computer, try to do the best you can, only to have it in public. If you must use a computer for your email, have a picture of the divine mercy, a picture of some image that's holy that will detract you. Also have audio playing, music, rosaries, Bible scriptures, EWTN playing in the background. Things that are contrary to the spirit of Satan and the spirit of self-will and self-love and sexual gratification. The devil who tempts you also, who's also there giving you his whispers, hates that stuff. And so you're more likely to overcome it because you have graces flowing, you have scripture playing, you have holy people speaking, you have saints' messages coming through the speakers. So if you're always tempted and you need to check your computer and you're there, have that playing at all times. If you must be home alone at all times, have that holy music playing. Have that KSBJ, your Christian channel, your Christian radio, have your rosaries playing, have your scriptural meditations playing, have me playing, telling you not to do it. You need to be smart. You can overcome this. All right, what else do I got on my list? So, your body. This is one where I'm going to start to write things on the board for you. So I'm going to write sacramentals. Sacramentals. Another word for sacramentals, holy reminders. Holy reminders. How many should you have? As many as it takes. You got some, it's not enough. Keep going until you stop committing solitary sin. This is really powerful. All right, I'm going to show you from experience. And I do overboard. I'm sure I could get away with less. I used to wear more, and sometimes I just take a little bit back. But it's a lot. Got my St. Benedict's crucifix on me all times. Deliverance, right. Got my a brown scapular in my pocket for somebody who might be dying. I got my rosary in my pocket. Right. What else I got? I got my saints in this hand. Think I'm going to commit masturbation when I have saints around my wrist? Oh, no, it's like anti-masturbation pills, right? The rosary. This rosary, it's extra long. I made it. Rarely, only if some, and right now what I'm going to show you, only if somebody absolutely must have a rosary, or I for some reason lost my rosary somehow, does this come off. I sleep with it, I shower with it, does not come off. The fighting temptations of lust are like fighting any other temptation. You need grace. You need holy reminders. Because what does temptation do? It says, you want to do this. You know it's wrong, but come on, do it. It's not so bad. And the devil comes in there and it makes you feel guilty afterwards, so you don't go to confession. This rosary, like I said, it's extra long. It ties around my wrist. It doesn't get in the way. I made it extra long so that I can tie it into knots so that when I'm really tempted, if I was so tempted that I was like, I'm even going to take off this rosary and do what I want to do, right? No. Because it'll take me forever to get it off, and by that time, my conscience will say, Gabi, that's what I call myself, Gabi, what are you doing? You don't reject me, I'm the Blessed Mother. And I say, okay, fine, right? What else I got? Got my miraculous medal. Beautiful, big and bold. I only take it off to sleep, and I got my crucifix there. And I take it off to show you. Wow, you're taking off your medal to sleep, then what if you're still tempted? All right, then what else I got? Only two buttons here, only one button. I don't want to be immodest. I'm still wearing a shirt. Underneath. I got all the saints, beautiful saints. I keep this in between my undershirt and my dress shirt. All these saints. What else I got? They're praying for me. I also got a good scapular, one that's not going to break on me. And who's on this scapular? Padre Pio. Why Padre Pio? Because the devil would beat him black and blue, bloody all over, Why? Because Padre Pio was offering himself as a victim soul for his seminarians, for his spiritual children, who were what? Suffering from temptations, from lust. So Padre Pio will remind you that the devil will whip your butt. The devil wants you to go to hell more than anything. And this man, I'm wearing this scapular as a sign that I am a child of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I'm saying, Padre Pio, make me your spiritual child as well. May some of the blows that you suffered keep me from the wickedness and the snares of the devil. And Padre Pio is a very powerful saint. He'll slap you in the face if you're about to take off his scapular for lustful reasons. But I'm going to take it off for a good purpose. I'll take off this scapular to show you. Why? Why? What else are you going to show me, man? Underneath both my shirts, what do I got? More medals! Whoa, these medals. This is flat. You can't even see a picture on it. You can barely see the Blessed Mother in the front. So I got more miraculous. So I don't want you to think, I got a miraculous medal on this one, I got a miraculous medal on this one. So you don't think, you took off his miraculous medal. No, man. And what else I got under here? And I got a ratty-tatty daddy brown scapular. Why are these so ratty? Why are these so worn down? Because I never take those off. Never take them off. In the shower, shower with them. Sleep with them. I don't go swimming anymore because I think it's immodest and I'd rather just not deal with the whole situation. But guess what? Could you imagine me? Could you imagine, you know, a woman comes to me, hey, you're so handsome, you're so sexy, wow. She starts grabbing my body and I say, oh, yeah, yeah. And then she pulls, tries to take off my shirt. And what does she see? She sees brown scapular. Who's that ugly man on there with red hands? Hey, that's Padre Pio. Get away from me, you sick woman. You're trying to make me go to hell? No. And then she touches all these medals. And then she touches all the other medals. And she's like, what's wrong with you, man? Why are you so loaded up in jewelry? Right. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not saying that women won't try and come get me, but I'm saying that she'll be rejected with the power of God. What else do I got? Oh, he's not done yet, man. Come on. Got St. Teresa, little flower, novena here. Okay, what else I got? Our Lady of Good Remedy here. What else I got? Divine Mercy image here. What else I got? St. Teresa, the little flower there. What else I got? The Salve Regina in Latin here. What else I got? Oh, the Blessed Mother holding the baby Jesus here. Wow, can't do anything sinful with baby Jesus around. Another divine mercy just in case I need more mercy. All right. Why? Why? Because if I'm going to commit a mortal sin, I wouldn't commit a mortal sin with all these people here with me. I wouldn't commit a sin with the Blessed Mother five places around my body. There's also something called a St. Philomena cord. Mine is off camera. It's over there. An extra that I was going to show you. You could tie it around your waist. Also, there's something called the St. Joseph cord. You tie it around your waist, wear it underneath your clothes. Wow, this is fanatical, man. Hey, we've heard Jesus say, you know, when your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Now, I'm not saying that your right hand is causing you to sin in this case. You might be using your right hand to sin, but you're not using, your right hand isn't like, ooh, my right hand looks so good. I want to touch myself now. No, it's you're using it to sin. I'm not telling you to cut your hands off, but Jesus said, it's better that you go to heaven with no hands than to go to hell with all your hands. So I'm telling you, it's better to go to heaven with all your medals and all your sacramentals than to go to hell without any. And could you imagine, let's say one day I fell into mortal sin with all of this on me, with crucifix in my hand, and I'm still committing mortal sin. How sick that would be. But anyways, and I still fell and then I died at that very instant. I would be the only one in hell wearing scapulars and medals and saints all over the place and crucifixes everywhere and things in my pockets. I wouldn't go to hell. It's not going to happen. The Blessed Mother would be ashamed that somebody who is trying so hard, wearing two scapulars, wearing so many medals, would not make it. It's not going to happen. She's going to make sure I get to heaven, guaranteed. And I know for a fact she'll make sure you get to heaven, especially if we start to do the rest of the things on my list. Where's the rest of my list? All right, so we got sacramentals, holy reminders. Get yourself medal, big one, miraculous medal, wear underneath your clothes or out, whatever. Scapular, I wear two. I only take it off the and another reason why I wear two is because, like I said, I don't take off the bottom one. You wear the big one that's underneath you, like your undershirt and your dress clothes. Well, that way I can actually put it on. The act of putting on a scapular, it means something. So it'd be a shame that I don't have that ability to say, okay, I'm putting on the cloth of Our Lady. I'm clothing myself with Christ. Mary is now my mother. And you say your Hail Mary. So it gives me the ability to do that. Although it's good to always have it on, I also want to be able to reconsecrate myself, say the prayer, the act of actually putting on the little habit. So I keep one on and I keep them there. And also in case I come across somebody who's dying and they need it, as you might have experienced, you can get miracles interceded from them. So medals, scapulars, crucifix. What else? Wrist. Rosary. This is so powerful. You're always sinning with your hands. Pray the rosary tied around your wrist. I have a video in one of my video logs where you can make your own wrist rosary. I was selling them, but man, it just took too long. And I realized, I was like, it's taking me so long to make this rosary. This is not enough. My time is valuable. I want you to have your rosary, but make your own rosary. I made my own rosary. You make your own rosary. Okay. Or you can buy one and tie it around. All right, what else can we do? Sacramentals are powerful. Holy music. What else? I said earlier, the bathroom is a place where a lot of people like to sin. The bedroom is a place where a lot of people like to sin. Under sacramentals, holy reminders, what do you get? Pictures. In your bathroom should be a picture, a holy picture. Even if you have to put one in the shower, a holy picture there, you can laminate it and tape it into your shower. Anything it takes to get to heaven. And even when you're not sinning, you can, people say, oh, they're going to think I'm a big sinner. I don't care what, well, first of all, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. Second of all, maybe you've already overcome your sin and you just like the Lord. You just want to always be united to God. This earthly life is so short. Eternal life is very long. Let's do everything we can to get to heaven. Let's make as many saint friends as we can so we can get to heaven. Pictures. This is all very easy. This doesn't take any time. So far, none of this is a burden. I like my medals. I like my scapulars. I feel like something's wrong when I forget them or if I lose one, right? Pictures. What else we need to do? Yes, this is the biggest one. Prayer. Rosary. Oh, you're saying, I pray the rosary every day and I still commit masturbation. Well, that's the problem, my friend. You're only praying one rosary every day. Pray four rosaries every day. And then let's see, go a week, four rosaries every day. By the end of the week, are you still committing masturbation like you were before? No, why? You have more grace. Now you're way very, very, very busy. Oh, but I'm still doing it. I still can't stop every day. I'm still committing masturbation even though I'm praying four rosaries a day. Okay then, pray eight rosaries a day. Eight rosaries, man, hey! Pray as many rosaries as it takes until you have no more time to commit masturbation. It's worth it. All right, what else? And also, if you got a boyfriend, girlfriend, you're gonna be praying the rosary for them to be pure, and they'll be praying the rosary for you to be pure. The Blessed Mother will give you the grace to be pure. And I'm gonna give you some examples. I'll give you some examples from my own personal life where I'll be fighting the temptation. And it's like, I can't help but share this. I'll be fighting the temptation. I'm like, oh Lord, I just want to look at, you know, I just want to go and take a look. I won't do any bad. I'll just take a look. And then I get into this, like, okay, and it's like, type in www. And then what happens? Just because I'm so tempted in this moment, what happens? The computer shuts down. Doesn't work. What the heck happened to my computer? Come on. What's the internet gone down too. Oh, man, what the heck's happening? Right? Wow. God does crazy things like that all the time. That's what it means. He's helping you. He wants you to fight. He wants you to grow in virtue and willpower as much as you can. And then you keep fighting, and God's guardian angels, the Blessed Mother, they'll work little miracles. Easy, no problem. You can't do it all by yourself. God's there for you. Come on. The rosary, it's the way to do it. And then, of course, besides praying the rosary and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, for those people who you commit masturbation looking at, pray a Chaplet of Divine Mercy for them. Because you have to realize how sick they must be. How sick you must be, yes, and Jesus is washing you with his blood and his water, but how sick must be the person who's watching it and who's doing it. How empty their hearts must be. They must be on drugs. They must be broken and miserable. And then confession. When I was in college, to break free of pornography addiction, I had to go to confession every single day. I go to once a week, twice a week, even if there's no sins. But if you commit a mortal sin, I promise you, go to confession as soon as possible, right then, right there. Go. If you don't, you die, and you go to hell. Why do I say that? Because you're making a firm resolution. I'm not going to sin anymore. I promise to go to confession the first chance I get. And then you go to confession. But if you're like, I committed a mortal sin, I'm not sorry. I'm not going to make a firm resolution to sin anymore. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Well, yeah. Well, objectively speaking, grave sin, even one, you go to hell. You need to fight this battle. You have to remember, again, with the rosary and confession, this is a spiritual battle. You have an enemy who wants you to go to hell. He's fighting for you to go to hell. You're so weak. That brings me to my next point. Well, daily Eucharist, if you can do it, adoration, you go to adoration lustful, you'll come out pure. But I forgot one thing that I wanted to mention practically. News, email. I forget which saint it is. I'm pretty sure it was a doctor of the church. I wouldn't say Saint Francis de Sales. That's who it was. Saint Francis de Sales says, a person who's concerned with worldly matters will quickly lose their sense of God's presence, will quickly lose their recollectedness. I don't know if you've noticed this about yourself, but a lot of times you'll think, oh, I'm just going to take it easy, watch the news, check my email, take it easy. It starts off, take it easy, but then you lose your sense of God's presence, you start worrying about worldly matters, and then what happens eventually, it ends in sin. Disordered actions, because you're already dropping your guard. It's going to take it easy. All right, God bless you, God love you. I made this video to help, to get it out there. Fight. It's not okay. It's going to affect you now. It's going to affect you later. You can feel the difference. My life, I can feel the difference from being in a state of grace. Living in a state of grace, I see miracles. Not in a state of grace, I saw nothing but destruction, nothing but uselessness, just failure. But with the grace of God, it's going to make you holy. So some people say that God allows us to suffer sins of the flesh in order to save us from pride. Well, exactly. You realize through your sins of the flesh, maybe it's really rough with you, and you're suffering this, and you're fighting, and you keep failing. You realize how much you need God, so that when you do succeed, you'll realize, I only succeeded with the grace and the mercy of God. And see, you avoided the sin of pride, and you overcame your sins of lust, and God is so proud of you. But don't give up. You might think, I watched this whole video, I don't have this problem. You boys, man, you must have some real issues. If you don't have this problem, let me say one thing that St. Anthony of the Desert said to one of the other desert friars. He said, maybe it's because the devil doesn't think you're worth his time. Maybe because the devil knows you're not a challenge. And so you think you're so hot, you think you're so shot, you're probably going to go and commit masturbation in the next 5 minutes. All right, what else? He also said that when we have pride, God will allow us to fall. So be careful. Also, the devil might be waiting for you to have your guard down. Never let your guard down. Always be on guard. Always be prayerful. Always be recollected. Put God first, and God will put you first. The devil might be very strong. He's more powerful than you and more powerful than me. He's preternatural, but God is supernatural. The saints are in touch with God. We have the sacraments. The one who's in you is greater than the one who's in the world. God bless you and God love you. Take care. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. Share this video with people. Don't be like, I ain't going to share a video about masturbation. Share it. Come on. Let's make things interesting. Let's muddy the water. Let's stir it up. When we're quiet, we don't talk about this, that's where all the problems come in. When's the last time you heard a homily? When's the last time you heard a good talk about masturbation? Well, for you, it was this very second, right? Okay, let's go ahead. And it's not even necessarily a good talk about masturbation, but at least I'm talking about it. God bless you, God love you. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed Mother, we're doing the best we can over here. I'm doing the best I can to talk about things. I'm doing the best I can to be pure. I'm doing the best I can to be holy. They're doing the best they can to be holy, to be pure, to talk about things, to live the life, to share the life, to just help us to do your will and keep us from ruining it. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.